The University of Maryland Farmers Market can be found weekly at Taz Plaza. There are an abundance of producer-only vendors and a cooking demonstration, with free samples hosted every week at noon. You can find everything from fresh bread, locally grown produce, popcorn, to lip balm, and local animal products. The market runs every Wednesday, rain or shine, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. during the spring season from April to May and fall season from August to November.
This is WMUC Digital College Park, and welcome to Blow Up.
Southern men, better keep your head. Don't forget what your good folks say.
That was Southern Man by Neil Young. Today's episode, we're exploring the Laurel Canyon movement in Los Angeles. And the Laurel Canyon movement was a subculture of music born out of that region of California, a counterculture music, a countercultural movement in which musicians would make music about their drug usage, politically charged anthems, such as the one, or politically charged anthems, such as the one just played, Southern Man, which is about segregation in Southern America. And Americans thought that song was so revolting, they made another song about it. I'm not going to play that other song. I was initially going to play it tonight, but I changed my mind very last minute, because quite frankly, I really don't like that song. It was Sweet Home Alabama. That song was about the there's a Confederate flag on the cover, I'm pretty sure, but that song was about the great how Alabama and the South had such a great and valuable culture that we should preserve. So our next two songs are going to be one by Harry Nilsson. I used to love this dude in high school a lot, but I'm going to play Harry Nilsson and another unrelated song, not really in the Laurel Canyon movement, but a song by John Lennon, mostly because the Beatles really loved Harry Nilsson. They thought that he was the best thing to come out of America. And were they right? I don't think they were right, but you could probably argue that if you're super into the music that was on the airwaves back then. I was not alive, so I can't share their experience. But possibly a person could. They probably aren't listening. Okay. This is one by Harry Nilsson.
One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
No, I forgot to mention this is the first remix album to ever exist, so which is why I played it. It's like revolutionary.
Yes, it's the saddest experience you'll ever know. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. It's just no good anymore since you went away. Now I spend my time just making rhymes of yesterday. Because one is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever know. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number. One is the loneliest number that you'll ever do. One is the loneliest number, much, much worse than two. One is a number divided by two.
That was Mother by John Lennon. The next song that we're going to play is going to be The Byrds. The Byrds. Okay, they're also from Laurel Canyon. I want to shout out The Byrds for being the first band to invent the subgenre of folk rock. If you never knew this, their cover of Mr. Tambourine Man by Bob Dylan was the first folk rock song. The irony here is that I'm not going to play that Mr. Tambourine Man cover because you've probably heard it a million times before. So I'm just going to be playing Turn, Turn, Turn by The Byrds. And I don't think this is not going to be the last time we'll be hearing David Crosby today. You may hear him one more time, maybe. This is Turn, Turn, Turn.
just along the way.
That was Spaceship Races by Carole King off of her first album, Writer. You know, I think people hear Carole King, the fact that I'm playing her, and go, wait a minute, this is, she's the most popular, or one of the most popular musicians of all time. The reason why I played, like, two of her songs, like, in the past 10 minutes is mostly because she got her start out from these Laurel Canyon musicians, such as Joni Mitchell. And I think it's kind of beautiful how you can start out so small and kind of, you know, this album is like well received, but the production is noted for being low quality in comparison to her other work. Of course, that song was remastered by other talented engineers. But, you know, I think it's interesting how people can get their start out in very niche subcultures and kind of move up into being the most popular musicians of all time and writing and producing the most popular songs of all time. It's a sight to behold. So we're going to play more popular-ish musicians tonight. Sorry. Our next song is going to be One of These Nights by Eagles. Then we're going to carry on with Carry On by Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. We're going to play The Monkees. Those will be our next three songs, and yeah.
Thank you. someone to understand them, and you just may be the one. All men must have someone, who will never take for granted all the pleasures and the fun. Someone to stand beside them, and you just may be the one. Just may be the one. Someone to understand them, and you just may be the one.
Love is coming. Love is coming.
Sometimes I feel so lonely. My come down, I'm scared to face. Cause I've pierced my skin again, Lord. And no one cares.
That was, whoops, all right, that was Signed DC by Love. In the middle of this, I found important news. I learned that Elaine from Seinfeld has met the Rizzler, which is fucking crazy. So, shoot. So to the one person listening to this, that was your news for tonight. Our next song is going to be Bleeding Heart by Jimi Hendrix. The significance about Love, that signed DC song by Love, is that Love is one of the first musicians from Laurel Canyon that was ethnically diverse. The lead vocalist of that one was an African-American man, and they've collaborated with Jimi Hendrix several times because their proximities in the blues rock scene. This is not a collaboration, but I do just want to give out a shout out to the several musicians who've made a contribution to rock, such as Love, who I feel like are kind of undervalued. I think that was more of a blues rock track, but they, if you listen to their earlier stuff, they have very vulnerable vocals that I think is sort of unique to the sort of blues movement. Yeah, very unique, very quiet vocals. I wouldn't like say that's a song that's emblematic of the band at all. I would suggest the listeners to listen to Alone Again Or. Fantastic album. Also, a fantastic song, too. Our next song, once again, is going to be Bleeding Heart by Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you. instead of standing in an older woman. This caused my heart to bleed.
That was All I Want by Joni Mitchell off of Blue. I love that album. I love the Blue cover. It's beautiful. Joni Mitchell, I guess, was sort of the front man, but I guess I'll say mascot for the Laurel Canyon movement. She's actually from Canada, if you didn't know that. I didn't know that either myself. I assumed that she wasn't Canadian until, I guess, researching this episode like a couple days ago. Whoops. But yeah, she moved to California and met David Crosby. And I guess that's sort of, you know, how her career sort of started. Her third album, Ladies of the Canyon, is actually in reference to the canyon itself. Okay, our last song for the day is going to be, we actually got to him, David Crosby, Traction in the Rain. Yeah. I won't say too much because we're about to be over time, but I hope you guys have a great night. It was great talking to you guys. Of course, my name is Keith, and tune in next week.
hard enough, I know, to find the strength to go back to where it all began. It's hard enough to gain an attraction in the rain.